Hey, hey, what's going on? This is Bree with the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for clicking play on today's episode where I'm going to be talking about six self-care questions that you need to hear. They're going to be for your benefit. They are beneficial. They're going to be helpful. And it's kind of like a resource, if you will, that you can stick in your wellness kit or your toolbox that you can refer back to when things are feeling a little weird, or you just want to check in with yourself, you know, which is something that I feel, I know I like to do it every day as often as possible. And you probably are the same or want to get to that place where you're checking in with yourself every single day, because it's crucial to our well-being. I mean, I basically gave you the six questions on Instagram because I just think that they're so important. I think they're just a great way to, again, get a pulse of where you are right now in the present. And the list is not like all inclusive. There's other things you can ask yourself. Everybody has their own, you know, thing, you know, but I think that these six questions are a great base for you to kind of start. And I think it's important because sometimes we are just in this, I don't want to say weird, but we're in this space where something feels off possibly, but we can't necessarily identify, or we haven't stopped to take the time to identify and again, just kind of check in with ourselves. I think I've said that like five times now, but really that's what it is. Like you're taking some time, you're giving yourself space in the hustle and flow of a busy day and being a busy mom or a busy student or a busy caregiver or a busy employee or a busy entrepreneur. You might be doing all those things, right? Wearer of many hats. Usually Black women are wearers of many hats. So is it any surprise that sometimes you're feeling some kind of way, but you haven't like taken the time to identify really what's going on? Or to make sure that you're good. You know what I mean? So let's go ahead and jump into these six questions, okay? And if you have a pen and a piece of paper and you want to take notes, that's great. Or if you want to just check it out on Instagram, like I said, I did post it on Mother's Day, these six questions. And so let's go ahead and get started. So first daily self-care. Can't even talk. First daily self-care question that I would ask is, did I eat today? Sounds so simple, right? Like, did I eat today? I know that there have been times like when I'm not specifically intermittent fasting, because I do intermittent fast. But there are times when I will wake up, I might have like a cup of tea or a mug of tea, a mug of coffee. And you know, something about those warm liquids, it kind of just fills your stomach up and you feel all good. And I don't know what the science is behind having that warm glass of whatever, but it just kind of makes you feel full. And if you have that at like 7 o'clock in the morning, next thing you know, it's like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and you look up and the entire day is pretty much gone. And it's almost time for dinner. And you're like, wait, did I eat today? Like, did I take the time to nourish my body? You know what I mean? And have something, a snack, a piece of fruit, comfort food. Because sometimes being healthy or eating healthy is not always it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just something. Did you eat something, sis? Did you eat something? So that's something that we definitely have to be mindful of, because I think that sometimes when we don't, our blood pressure can go awry. You might start getting like heart palpitations, or where you feel like your heart's racing. You might feel more tired, more drained. You might have a headache. Like, there's a lot that happens when we don't eat food, and you may not even realize what's going on. And the simple explanation is, hey, I just need to eat. So that's one of the questions I would say on a daily basis. Like, did you eat today? Okay. The second question that I would ask myself on a daily basis is, am I hydrated? And you guys hear me talking about water all the time. Like, if you're in the private group, I talk about just hydration a lot. I don't know. I just feel like it's just so important to hydrate. And more power to you if you're able to like get 8+ glasses of water in a day. But sometimes it's not even just about that. Plus on top of that, like depending on what you're eating too, like depending on what fruits and vegetables and stuff like that you're eating, that has a lot of water in it too. But maybe it's just drinking something, because most things do have water in them, you know. Is it best to have a soda over like, you know, a smoothie or, you know, like a tea or something? Probably not. But I'm not gonna sit here and judge, and I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes that Dr. Pepper, like for me, asking myself this daily question, no lie, like this is like real talk. Like, did I eat today and am I hydrated? I'm like, well, yeah, because I had that bag of Doritos and that Dr. Pepper. So what do you want from me? You know, so sometimes that's just, let's be real. That's what it is. Like, that's what it is. So that's what I was saying before. For number one, did I eat today? Probably wasn't the best thing necessarily, but you know, did I eat today? Yes, I did. Because every day is not going to be about doing quote unquote all the things, all the right things, like eating all the healthy foods, three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, plus 50 gallons of water. It's just, I don't know. It's just not, that's just not my jam. That's just not how I get down on a regular basis. But I am trying to be a little more mindful of the things I put into my body. But, you know, food to me is meant to be enjoyed. So that's what it is. But number two is, am I hydrated? What have I had to drink today? Like how much liquid have I had moving into my body? Is my pee yellow or is it, you know, light yellow, right? Or is it like this dark, dark Crayola yellow color? If it is, I might need to have a little sippy sip of something. Okay. So number three is, have I moved my body? This one is, I mean, all of these are daily questions, like if you're trying to figure out kind of what's going on for me. And you may find that you're of the six, maybe number one is like the most crucial for you. Number three for me is the most crucial. And I'm going to tell you why. And you may have the exact same experience. So like, have I moved my body today? I don't know if I told you guys this, and it may not have been on the podcast, but some of you may know this. I've talked before in different, you know, areas about how I went through like a year of depression. And yeah, that was rough, like rough. Literally, I pretty much just spent that entire year, I was on the couch. I didn't go to my bed. I didn't sleep in my bed. I slept on the couch from the time I got home after picking up my daughter from school. I'm so blessed that my daughter was able to survive that year. Now I took care of her and made sure she had food and she did her homework and all that stuff. But I wasn't all there, if that makes any sense, for a big portion of that year. Or at least I don't feel that I was. There were definitely some high points. The only high point really for me during that period was the fact that I could be there to pick my daughter up after school and drop her off. And she didn't have to go like to like a before school program or an after school program. So when I would pick her up, I know I'm going off topic, but I guess I'm being led to talk about this just very briefly. But again, that honestly during that year was the highlight of my day, being able to pick her up after school. So I would get to her, there was like a park. Why does every story, I feel like there's a park that I'm telling you about. Shout out to the previous episode where I was talking about parking my car in a wonky way. That was a few episodes back, which is why I'm chuckling. But there was a park that happened to be by this school that she happened to be going to at the time. So I would get there early. I would park in that park waiting for her, as did some other parents, because the kids just have to walk down a little bit and get to the car. And I would just enjoy that time sitting in the car with the windows down, feeling the breeze. That was a highlight. And then when I picked her up, like I wasn't all, bitter's not the word. I wasn't all like sullen. I think that's the right word. I was just genuinely happy to see her because I was having that break, where I wasn't at work because that was a big part of my stress. I wasn't at work. So back to have I moved my body, which is number three. This is important for me because I've learned that when you experience certain traumas in your life and you haven't fully healed from them, or you're in the process of healing, and sometimes healing is not like this linear thing, and sometimes healing is not this quick thing. You have to come to certain realizations. You have to commit to doing the work. You're doing the, going through these processes of change and shifting your narrative and reclaiming your power and telling your truth and being honest with yourself. And that shit's tough. Excuse my French, but that shit's tough when you're looking at that trauma with the real eye, you know? And so one of the things that for me, I've experienced a lot of trauma in my life, and I'm not laughing at the word trauma. I'm just, I guess, chuckling at the fact that it's just crazy, you know, like just crazy. I've experienced a lot of trauma in my life, and I would, and still do this, which is why that number three is so important, and I'm mindful of it, like shrink into myself. And I learned that that was, or that is, excuse me, I guess a side effect, if you will, of trauma. Like you shrink to protect yourself. You don't want to like sit up straight and hold your shoulders back. And I'm actually doing that right now. So you may have heard a shift in my voice. But that positioning is just like that powerful. Your head is up, your shoulders are back, you're sitting erect comfortably, and you're just telling the world, you know, I'm going to be my best self, and no one's going to stop me. This is me. This is who I am. I'm going to move comfortably in this space. I'm going to, you know, command attention, and I'm not going to shrink. I'm not going to want to curl up into a ball and shrink my, and like curve my shoulders in and kind of like sink into my chest and sink down into my seat. So that is why moving my body is important, because that actual act of moving your body and stretching your arms above your head and to your sides and taking a walk and just being in that moment of a physical activity, whatever that is for you, so that you're not like folding into yourself. Does that make sense? I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down. But that's why number three is important to me, because I, for whatever reason, I picked up that shrinking myself was better than the full version of me for one reason or another. And so I'm a habitual shrinker. And that's why it's ironic that I am doing this podcast, because I'm an introvert, love to talk clearly, but I also shrink. So moving my body is the ultimate for me, and that may be the same for you. But like I said, it might be one of these other six or something else that you come up with on your own. So have I moved my body? If I haven't, I can tell. And I can sometimes go a few days without really doing anything, but then I start to feel it like, ah, you haven't stretched. Like, you're all tight and tense, and you haven't gone outside and gotten some fresh air, and what's happening? You know what I mean? Or you haven't felt that breeze on your skin and just walked around the block or whatever the case may be. So, yes, have I moved my body today? Number four, how do I feel? Like, raise your hand if you ask yourself that on a regular basis. I know that I didn't, and I sometimes don't, like, every single day, but I try to, like, especially if I'm feeling something, you know, but maybe I'm so preoccupied. And that's something else that I'm learning about, is that being preoccupied, that's not necessarily coincidental, okay? Sometimes we preoccupy ourselves because we don't want to be in the moment, and we don't want to fully acknowledge or experience what it is that is happening or has happened or is going on. Like, we don't want to be fully aware. So you may pick up your phone and start playing a game or turn on Netflix, which are totally fine activities. Please don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, if something's happening, but you don't want to acknowledge it, you may find that you're more easily distracted because you just don't want to meet it head on, and you don't feel safe for some reason doing that, right? So where am I? Number four, how do I feel?
As funny as this question sounds, how many of us spent years dodging ridiculous bank fees, like Neo doing that back bend in the Matrix? Back in the day, I paid hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in fees over the years simply because I just didn't know any better. So enter Chime. They're completely changing the game on banking. They're not like traditional old banks who charge fees and gatekeep perks and rewards. Chime offers rewarding fee-free banking with no overdraft fees, no monthly fees, and no minimum balance fees. You get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice, like gas or groceries, all while building credit through everyday spending with no credit check. Plus, SpotMe lets you overdraft up to $200 fee-free if you're ever in a pinch. And you can grow your savings 9 times faster than the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/self-care. That is chime.com/self-care to sign up now. It only takes a few minutes.
Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Month after month, so much of your hard-earned energy goes straight towards rent. And renting, it just feels like a one-way street. I mean, you work hard, you make that massive payment, and then you don't even get equity in return. Let me ask you this. Is your rent payment working just as hard for you as you work to pay it? If not, you need to check out Built. Becoming a Built member means earning points on every housing payment, no matter where you live. Built points can be redeemed towards student loan balances, future housing payments, or dining at select restaurants. And all those things, they're going to pour right back into your life. Plus, Built's neighborhood concierge right in the app, it takes things off your plate. It's connected to over 50,000 merchant partners, and it actually executes for you, from handling your rent to booking dinner reservations or even scheduling a Lyft. You work way too hard not to get rewarded for your biggest monthly expense. Download the Built app and join the membership for where you live at joinbuilt.com/self-care. That's joinbilt.com/self-care so they know that I sent you.
You know, are you at ease? Are you comfortable? Are you calm? Are you scared? Are you anxious? Are you pissed? Are you irritated? Are you annoyed? Are you like moody? Are you excited? Are you joyful? Are you happy? You know, are you... I don't know. I'm trying to think of more words. How do you feel? Do you feel invisible? That was on there. Do you feel unheard? Like, what's going on? How do you feel? I think when we start to explore how we feel, like if you're like, man, I just feel so alone right now. Maybe that's how you felt yesterday for Mother's Day. Now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe that's how you felt yesterday. And it's okay to acknowledge that. It's okay to feel how you feel. I know that facts, Malik always says, what does she say? Facts, what does she say? Feelings are not facts. She says that a lot. Feelings are not facts. And I know that feelings are definitely not facts, but there, you have feelings and emotions for a reason. They're like, sometimes they're warning signs. Sometimes they're just like a way to say, hey, life is freaking amazing. You know what I mean? But we have different levels of levels to our emotions. And we have different emotions for a reason. So sometimes we try to block those emotions. Like I said, we allow distractions, or sometimes we become like addicted to stuff, or, you know, there's different things that we do, but so that we don't feel, right? But that's important. How do you feel in this moment? What's going on when you check in with yourself? And then the next thing would be number five. Once you kind of figure out how you feel, like, you know, how do you feel? Would a mindful moment be beneficial right now? Sometimes, like when I was at work, I know I've said this a million times, but girl, I'm going to say it a million and one times because it's so true. When I would go to work and I would feel so uptight, I would take a break. I would go to my car and I would have a mindful, not a moment, or I guess a moment, but it would be moments. Like it would, however long my break was, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I would go to my car and I would, that would be my mindful moment. And for me, that looks like, or doing that break, like for me, that would look like, again, going to my car. Sometimes it would be raining, girl, and I would go out there because I don't care. So you just imagine me with my Uggs on, getting all wet. Sometimes I wouldn't even have my umbrella, and you know, I have natural hair. I'm team natural. So sometimes going outside, it just, I don't know, but I would go outside looking one way and come back looking another, child. But, I would go outside specifically because it was raining, because that for me, I would sit in my car, windows up. What's that thing that called that covers your sunroof, that thing you roll back, that fabric part? I don't know what I'm talking about. I would open that part and leave the window closed or the sunroof closed, and I would just look up and I would just watch and listen to the rain, like splashing on that, on my sunroof or my moonroof, whatever the heck it's called, as well as like my windows. And that would just be like in that moment, in that space, it would just be so like soothing and relaxing. On a good day, I would go out there and roll the windows down and just feel the breeze and the sun on my skin. Sometimes I wouldn't even get in the car. If it was like a really nice day, I would just go stand next to my car. Or sometimes, like because of the parking lot, the size of the parking lot was big, I would walk around the parking lot like, you know, 7 times, and that would probably equal like a mile or close to it, or however many times. And I would just be in the moment. I would leave the irritations of work behind, or do my best, you know, to get into that space and not worry about that the phone might be ringing or someone's leaving a voicemail right now, or that customer's calling back for like the third time asking the same damn question in the fourth different way. I would just leave that all behind and just take some time to be mindful. And that, I am a huge advocate of mindfulness, and it looks different for everybody. You can do anything really and be mindful. You know, like, what did I do today? Oh, so yesterday for Mother's Day, what did I do? Oh, so I got up, and my daughter was still asleep, because you guys know that she's team no sleep, right? I can't even correct that. I've stopped trying. She goes to bed at like 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. She's living the life of Riley. She gets up maybe 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon and stays up all night. And it's just like this whole cycle. So I've kind of given up on even just trying, man. She's living her best life right now. So anyway, got up yesterday and brewed a cup of coffee. Oh God, it was so good. Just smelled the house up with that coffee smell. I made some bacon. I made a bagel, cream cheese, stuck it in the toaster, I don't have a toaster, stuck it in the oven and toasted it for about, you know, 5 minutes, pulled it out. And, you know, I just sat there with the door open and felt the breeze, heard the traffic going by, ate my food, wasn't on my phone, and drank my coffee. And that was like one of the most calming, how long was I there? Maybe 30 to 45 minutes. I don't even know, but just sitting on the couch. I sat on the couch and enjoyed my little breakfast and coffee, and it was just the best. And that was mindfulness for me, because I was just in the moment. I wasn't worried about yesterday, or I wasn't worried about, you know, what's going to happen tomorrow. I was just present. And in that space, and it just felt amazing. And it was just so calming. And that, I want to do more of that. I want to do more of that. I want more of those kind of experiences, right? So you may want to identify some mindful things that you can do when you're starting to feel some kind of way. Based on number 4, when you're asking, how do I feel right now? Have some like go-tos. You know what I mean? Like have some go-tos. Like, because sometimes we can't necessarily change, like, automatically anyway, the environment that we're in, if that makes any sense. or we're not able to change necessarily someone's demeanor that we have to partner with or have some type of relationship with, but we can like control how we choose to show up for ourselves. And sometimes that means thinking in advance of what your specific triggers are and making sure that you have some type of relief for that, right? That brings you more to a place of balance. Okay, so that was number 5. And number 6, the last question on this list is, what else do I need and how can I access it? Again, what else do I need and how can I access it? So sometimes when you're in that space of, you know, mindfulness and you're just quiet, if you're taking a time to kind of like reflect and stuff, you'll kind of start to think like, man, what else, like, what do I need? What's the problem? What's the challenge? What's the issue? What do I need right now to be okay, to be good? And that could look like a variety of things. Okay. Too many things to mention, right? It could be like, how am I going to pay this bill? For example, maybe that's what's been troubling you, right? And you're just like, I cannot stop worrying about this. I cannot stop thinking about this, right? And it's making me feel some kind of way. So sometimes it's taking a moment to think about what else you need and then figuring out a way to tackle that challenge. And sometimes, honestly, girl, sometimes you're just not going to have a solution. Like, you're just not. You're not going to have an immediate answer that's going to just, quote unquote, make everything okay. Right? But I think when we take the time to acknowledge how we feel and then think about, okay, what do I have control of right now? What else can I personally do to resolve this issue in some kind of way? And how do I do it? Sometimes when we make that action plan, all the stress just kind of rolls off once we kind of like, oh, okay, I can do this, right? Or sometimes, honestly, I've had that moment where I've been thinking through a problem when I figured out like, okay, what do I need? Okay, I figured out what I need. How can I get it? Sometimes you can't get it necessarily. Or it may not be immediate. But once I've worked through that process and I've identified like these worst case things that I've imagined because I've been stressing about it aren't really going to happen, sometimes even that is like a huge relief. Like, you know, well, I've done all I can do. And so what's going to be is going to be. Does that make sense? So yeah, so here are the 6 questions again, okay? So did I eat today? Am I hydrated? Have I moved my body? How do I feel? Would a mindful moment be beneficial right now? What else do I need and how can I access it? Again, this list isn't like all-inclusive. You may add or take away from this list, but at least this is a good starting point for you as you, again, really start to hone in on your self-care every day. So you can stick this somewhere, maybe save it to your phone. It's on Instagram, like I said. You can take a picture on, I don't know if that'll come out good, but you know what I mean? You can save the picture, I'm sure, like to your computer, or if you're on your phone, you can probably save it, like take a, what's it called? A screenshot. And then crop it, maybe make it your screensaver for a little while. I do that a lot for different things. Make things my screensaver so I can focus on, you know, different things at different times. Because sometimes we need a little bit of this and sometimes we need a little bit of that. But that's what I do. So maybe you make that your screensaver for a little while. Or you journal about it every day, you know, if you need to. Or use your habit tracker. Like if you have a habit tracker, you can put these into your habits. Just do something so that you're just able to just check in on yourself. Because sometimes we don't have people that are available to check on us. So we really have to take that responsibility because it honestly, hold on one second. Excuse me. Honestly, it feels great when people check in on us and check on us and make sure that we're good, make sure that we're doing the things that are keeping us healthy, whole, sane, well, you know. But sometimes we either don't have anyone available for us to do that, or the people are so caught up in their own lives and things that they're just trying to, you know, make it through, that you aren't like on top of their mind right now. And that's okay. It is what it is. That's life. That's how it is. So I think that as we continue to take charge of our self-care, we're going to start checking in ourselves more, and it's just going to make us that much more empowered. And it's going to make us feel, you know, that much more well and healthier, right? So those are my six things. I hope that you were able to get some takeaways from that. And I do want to mention that on before I kind of sign off, next week's episode, which is I think like the 18th, I had the chance to watch Becoming. Actually, I watched it when it, that day it dropped. I don't even know what day that was. And when I tell you that, child, I took notes. I took some notes, and I was going to talk about it on this episode, but I'm like, you know what? These daily self-care habits, I think it just, I want to talk about that first. You know, I want to provide that tool. So yes, on next week's episode, I'm coming with the receipts. I'm coming with the dialogue and the notes, because I had like maybe 7-8 takeaways from that documentary, which I love, by the way. And I think these tips, they were like this blend of like self-care, family, entrepreneur tips and thoughts and things like that. So I was just taking notes like a fiend. You know what I mean? She was dropping all those gems and I was just picking them up, baby. So yes, on tomorrow's on Monday's episode, as I'm stumbling and fumbling on my words, and you know, I'm not editing that out because that's not how I get down. On the 18th, I'll be talking about my Becoming takeaway. So look out for that. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week's episode. I will see you on the next episode. And in the meantime, I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll see you soon. Bye.